Watershed Forum Executive Director Brandon Borneman told the Kenai City Council Wednesday night that they've been able to do more in their research this year than simply identify levels of bacteria, namely fecal coliform. They've also been able to analyze those contaminated water samples and pinpoint what kind of animal left their mark.
And no surprise to anyone, the highest occurrence of bacteria or contributor to bacteria on the Kenai River, at the mouth of the Kenai River rather, were gulls. We did get a few other hits. We got a horse, we got a pig, we got a dog, and I believe we got a human. But the principal point is clearly showed gulls are the source contributor of this bacteria.
Studies of this sort have been going on for nearly a decade because those bacteria at the mouth and other factors upriver put the Kenai in violation of certain water quality standards, and it happens pretty consistently every year. The common wisdom is that regardless of human activity, which is to say dip netting, there would still be a lot of gulls hanging around the mouth of the river, eating fish and leaving the remains of their digestive efforts near and in the water. So, in partnership with the Department of Environmental Conservation, researchers are working to establish baseline data over the long term.
We've set ourselves up to be able to talk about this as use patterns change, as recreation patterns change, as the ecosystem itself changes.
And the ecosystem itself is changing. Those same sampling exercises have also turned up elevated levels of zinc, copper, and other pollutants, which is to be expected in any area as it develops. Borneman says those numbers are getting to a point on the Kenai where more research can be justified.
If we end up listing it as a Category 1 or Category 2 based on this data, that opens the door to us for further investigation. It gives us an opportunity to spend a little more money, target some of our sampling, and figure out if we have a source, how often that source is present, and potentially what we can do about it.
A likely first step is getting all of this information into the state's Integrated Water Report, but that's been a struggle. DEC is supposed to turn in such a report to the Environmental Protection Agency on an annual basis, but finger-pointing over other water quality issues on the Kenai has held that up, and it's unclear when such a report will make its way to the feds. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.